Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people.
Many of us are curious about the new generation. What interests them? What are some of the opportunities? But also some of the potential problems that face them. Today, I'm bringing you part two of my interview with an impressive young man, Nino Maldinez. Nino talks about what he believes it takes to be successful in today's business world and gives us a glimpse into how he's achieving his dreams. Stay tuned to hear the second and concluding interview with Nino Maldinez.
Nous sommes nombreux à être curieux de mieux vouloir connaître cette nouvelle génération. Qu'est-ce qui l'intéresse? Quels sont ses plus gros atouts? Mais aussi quelles sont les batailles qu'elle devra faire face? Aujourd'hui, je vous présente la deuxième partie de l'interview d'un jeune homme qui s'appelle Nino Maldinez. Il m'a beaucoup impressionné au niveau de sa maturité et de sa communication fluide. Nino parlera dans cette interview de ce qu'il faut faire pour réussir dans le monde des affaires qui change constamment, mais aussi de comment il compte réussir ses propres rêves. Restez à l'écoute pour la deuxième et dernière partie de l'interview avec Nino Maldinez.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
I'm back with Nino Maldinez, who has been kind enough to stick around to give us some more information on his life and the things he's working on, and maybe some viewpoints from what that younger generation, as we call it, is thinking about and doing. It's quite a generation, and there's a lot going on. So welcome back, Nino. Thanks for staying, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm really pleased to be within your show, so thank you for having me. It's the second time.
Yes, it's a pleasure. I'm kind of curious. You went over a lot of the stuff that you've accomplished so far, and it's quite impressive. But I wondered, maybe what's your next project, or what are you currently working on besides? Can you fill us in on some other information?
Yeah, with a friend called Thomas Wallach, we launched a podcast in French dedicated to ice hockey, which is our shared passion. And so we started that as amateurs, and today we've turned into something professional, I'd say. With quality guests and the approval of people within the industry, including internationally. So yeah, it's been the big project I've been working on the last few months.
So that's something that could really grow.
Yeah, it grew up quite big the last couple months, like where we had the opportunity to receive like international players. And the main editor of the Hockey News, which is like the biggest magazine in hockey. So it's been like great.
Wow.
And we're really pleased to have the opportunities like that, because like people are looking out for more content for coming from us. And yeah, it's been a great journey so far.
Can you give us your website again so that people could maybe follow that?
Well, it's called
your podcast.
It's called Le Podcheck. Podcheck. P-O-D-C-H. E-C-K, it's like a world play called from
the checking
podcasting.
Yeah,
right. Checking, which is like a vocabulary from hockey, and yeah, it's in French, so I'm not sure everyone will understand, but but yeah, we had some great quality guests, and we already have like 20 episodes, so yeah, we've been busy with it.
You have been, my goodness. Well, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Because as a young person, I want to get your views on some things. What do you think might be the biggest problem you see here in France or in Brittany for young people, challenges or things that you see everybody facing every day in your generation?
I think for a lot of people in my generation, it's the biggest problem is knowing what they want to do in life. It's not been easy to know what you want to study. And in my case, my biggest problem is the price of studies. Like in France, studying is expensive, and that's hold back. And it holds back a lot of people from continuing their studies. So that's life. But yeah, it's been tough for a lot of people whether to know what they want to do in life and whether to be able to pay for it. So yeah, I think it's the biggest problem I can see here for younger generations.
So you're saying there's a practical problem when you talk about expenses, and then there's maybe a theoretical problem about wondering what to do in life. I think I've heard that from young people before, because even though it's wide open, we say, and possibilities, it can be quite daunting to think. It's not like the old days when you sort of just went to work and then maybe moved up the ladder and did your own thing. I think it's a huge item. But what do you think also about modern technology in general? Do you think it's a plus or a minus? You know, when I talk to my kids about social media, they're pretty honest about what's good and what isn't so good. And I imagine it's similar for you. But how do you feel about kind of the direction we're going?
I say, like, technology allowed to have easier exchanges. Like, you can talk with people from all over the world. It offers great opportunities, but it also have like drawbacks. Like, people can go harsh on you, as I said, like in the previous week. People can go harsh because they feel like they are hidden behind a pseudonym and stuff. So yeah, it has some great sides, but also some drawbacks. With innovation, there are pitfalls, and you have to be careful with how much you use technology.
Yeah.
Because yeah, you can fall into downfalls really quickly.
Well, it's a good opportunity for you, and when you look at things like podcasts, and it makes the world possible where it wasn't ready before. But you're right; there's a lot of things that probably aren't so savory on some of the social media sites, and you have to be discerning about what to do and how much time to spend. I think that's the other thing. I see a lot of kids spending an awful lot of time on it, mostly on telephone, I'd say. Do you have any hobbies, by the way? I was going to ask you about if you do something for relaxation.
Yeah, I really like to read, to listen to music. Actually, my favorite artist is called Tom Misch. It's from Great Britain. So yeah, I often listen to him when I need to relax. But yeah, I really like to watch TV shows also, because like sometimes you can find something interesting like documentaries and stuff.
Sure.
Reading, watching movies, listening to music mainly, and travel when it's like the holidays. It helps me to relax.
You go with your family usually, or on your own? On holiday?
It depends. It depends. Like, I went to Sweden like for work in November, but I went on my own. And sometimes I go with my family. Sorry, but yeah, it depends of the time and of what I'm willing to do during my holidays.
Yeah. Do you find when you read, you're reading in French mostly, or English, or a mix?
I'd say it depends. Sometimes it can be in Swedish. Sometimes it can be in English, and sometimes it's in French. Depends of my mood, I'd say.
Yeah, well, it depends on what's available and everything. Sure, you're right. Tell me, how would you describe yourself? I'd like to hear that.
Oh, that might be something. It might be something. That's something tough for me. I'd say I'm a dreamer, maybe.
Dreamer? Yeah. I'd say you're a dreamer.
Yeah, I'm a dreamer. Like, I have big dreams. I'm also a hard worker, and I'm passionate. That's something I describe myself. Like, that's the way I describe myself. Like, big dreamer, but also passionate and willing to work hard to achieve those dreams.
Well, I'm delighted to be interviewing Nino Maldinez, who is a big dreamer and has accomplished some of the dreams he set out to do. He's a great example for anybody, any generation, but I think particularly for younger people to know that when you have a dream, you just have to work at it and do your best, and who knows what will show up when you do that. I suppose other people must be saying the same thing about you as they describe you. It's hard to know what others say, but I'm sure they're quite impressed by what you've been able to do so far. What do you feel like you're most grateful for in your life? What kind of things could you tell us about?
I'm the most grateful about my friends and family. Like, you know, we all have ups and downs. And throughout my downs, I've been lucky enough to have my loved ones, and I could count on them when I had doubts and stuff. So they've always supported me, believed in me, and pushed me to be a better man and a better person. So I'm grateful to have them by my side.
That is terrific to have your family behind you, and particularly, I think a lot of kids would do well to have that kind of experience. And especially when you're chasing a dream that may seem like it's not a chance of ever becoming a reality, and here you are doing it because, you know, you've had that kind of support. With young people, I've kind of always wondered what the new generation thinks about success. You know, we had our ideas back in the last millennium, back in the 1970s and 80s, about what measures success. Is it something you think we can measure, or should we even be trying to do it?
Well, for me, we can't really... Well, we can, but maybe we should not try to measure it. Like, for me, I'd say that as long as I'm happy, that's what I consider being a success. Because, like, the rest does not really interest me. Like, for some, money defines success. For some, it's, like, the career they have. For some, it's, like, having children. For me, it's just to be happy, because I think that what matters is, like, we only have one life. We should, like, live it as we want to live it, and just, like, enjoy the great journey that life is.
Do you think that's a perception or a definition that most people in your generation would have when they're trying to talk about what would be successful for them, what means success for them?
I'd really say it depends, because, like, if I think about my friends, for some it's having money, because they are willing to work hard and they want it to pay off, and I really think it will, because they are so willing to give their selves out that I really think that they will have the success they deserve. But for some, it's like, yeah, just enjoying the life they have, having friends, loved ones and stuff. So yeah, I think, like, if I think about my friends only, because I would not be at ease to speak about, like, all the young generations.
But
yeah,
not.
If I think about my friends, it depends. Like, yeah, it can be money, but for us, it's mostly about, like, enjoying life.
Yeah, well, that's a great attitude, because you can certainly get to the extreme when it comes to money and some of the other things that the world wants to shoot at you. And it looks like that's still the case in some of the social media I see. It's still based on glamour and money and some things. And glad you got your head squarely on your shoulders, as we say. We're going to finish up here shortly, but I wanted to ask you, what would you most like listeners to know about you, Nino, as we get ready to close our broadcast?
About me, I don't really know, because, like, they've already know a lot. But I'd just like to encourage people to follow their dreams. Like, 3 years ago, I thought that becoming journalist was an unattainable dream, but through hard work and self-sacrifice, I've managed to make my mark. And if I've succeeded, I'm convinced that people can do too. And believe in yourself, bet on yourself, and give it your all, because hard work always pays off in the end. And yeah, that's the message I'd like to share with them.
Well, thank you, and a great message. And I'll emphasize the hard work bit, because that's the harder I work, the luckier I get, is the old expression. I really believe that's true. Well, you know, I've just really enjoyed our couple of sessions together, you know, and I thank you for coming on and talking about things, opening up about yourself and what you think and what you're dreaming. And you're an impressive guy, and you're making it happen for yourself. And I think that's a great experience, and it would also be something others could emulate. It'd be super. Now, I have one more question for you, which is very important. Why is Radio Harmony the best radio station in France?
Well, the quality of its shows and hosts, of course. It's been really pleasing to be part of your podcast. So thank you for having me once again.
Well, it's been our pleasure, and take care, and we'll hope to hear more from you in the future. That's all today for the Invité de Clark. Thank you for joining me and my special guest, Nino Maldinez, for today's edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8. I'm your host, Clark 80. For a complete rebroadcast of this edition of the show, just visit the Radio Harmony website at www.radio-harmony.com anytime, where you can find not only this show, but all previous broadcasts of L'Invité de Clark under the Podcast tab. Be sure and join us at 10:15 next Wednesday morning for my interview with the great local jazz saxophonist, Stefan Spira. There is one more thing to note today. Radio Harmony Cornouaille, located in Concarneau, continues to grow. We're looking for volunteers to help us around the station, answering the phone assisting with office tasks, emailing, etc., it's a good opportunity to learn more about broadcasting today. Please contact the station at 0298-506505. That's 0298-506505 for more details. Thank you. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
Merci d'être resté jusqu'à la fin de l'interview avec votre hôte Clark Ady et son invité spécial Nino Maldinez. Pour cette édition de l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie 88.8. Pour une rediffusion complète de l'émission, il suffit de visiter le site de la radio Harmonie O. www.radio-harmonie.com où vous pourrez retrouver non seulement cette émission, mais toutes les émissions précédentes de l'invité de Clark sous l'onglet Podcast. N'hésitez pas à nous rejoindre à 10h15, mercredi matin prochain, pour Clark's entretien avec le grand saxophoniste de jazz local, Stéphane Spira. Il y a encore une chose à noter aujourd'hui. Radio Harmonie Cournoye, située à Concarneau, continue de se développer. Nous recherchons des bénévoles pour nous aider dans la station. Répondre au téléphone, aider dans les tâches du bureau, envoyer des courriers, etc. C'est une bonne occasion d'apprendre davantage sur la radiodiffusion aujourd'hui. Merci de contacter la station au 02 98 50 65 05. Soit le 02 98 50 65 05 pour plus de détails. Merci et rappelez-vous, les choses se passent toujours mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.